benefit is the following.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Our daily look at the dum-dums. Well, since love is everywhere, it's on the air, it's in the air. Let's go to Japan. In a love story, as a woman in Japan fell for one of the more sillier romance scams that I've personally seen. As a guy claimed he was an astronaut and said his ship was under attack and he was low on oxygen and got her to send him about $7,000 to buy more. Back in July, this lady, I don't know much about her, over in Japan, started talking to this guy on social media, claiming he was an astronaut. So maybe red flag, I don't know, number one. But she kept talking to him, developed feelings, and he finally dropped the hammer one day, claimed he was in trouble, up in space. Said he was in space on a spaceship, of course. Where else would you be in space? And it was under attack on his ship. And needed valuable, vital oxygen. He asked if she'd float him enough cash to buy more. Thank you. She agreed, sent him about ¥1,000,000. That's about $7,000. Officials in Japan shared the story and said to be suspicious if someone you met online ever asks for money. Especially if they're texting from space. Probably the first there. But she was kind of playing a little bit. Floating that money. Let's go to Canada. And a man in Canada is suing a grocery store there because while he was trying to steal a car, not just in the parking lot, one of the upfront, like almost handicapped parking spaces, like within view of the checkouts, trying to steal this car, he was punched, kicked, and hit by employees of the grocery store while they tried to stop him. They did stop him. He was arrested. But now he's claiming, the thief, that he's suffered permanent hearing and vision loss, ongoing migraines, insomnia, and panic attacks. For what it's worth, this is his 18th conviction. 18 for stealing a car. Well, at least he knows what he's doing. Dum, 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 dum. Let's go to France. And French police recently arrested a man after he was caught hiding $11 million worth of stolen jewelry in his underwear. The man and his accomplice were waiting to board a train in Paris when the police had, they were looking for these guys. It was $11 million. And it had just happened, or at least reported, earlier that morning. So they cordoned off the platform of the nearby train station and began randomly checking people. Well, this guy had earrings, rings, a necklace, expensive watches, $11 million worth right there in his tidy whities. Officers won't say where the stolen jewels came from, but they're afraid they know where they've been. Dum, 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 dum. Let us go to more stolen gifts and baubles of the like. And a wedding crasher. I invite this, actually, on ours. This is out in Glendale, California. And this wedding crasher was caught on camera, though, but still on the loose, stealing gifts from the newlywed couple there on the gift table. The couple estimates that the thief took between $80,000 and $100,000 worth of gifts. The Glendale police are investigating. The couple's offering a $5,000 reward for tips, leading to an arrest. They're focusing, they say, on the positive memories of their special day. I would be focusing on, who are these? I need to get their guest list and invite them to ours. 80,000. Dum, 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 dum. I'll just be happy for a brand new bucket.
Will That's it true. Flow.
But I don't want this. A Chinese website is under fire for selling knockoff Firestone tires. In fact, Firestone out there, Firestone of Terrell, this Labor Day weekend on our way down to the lake, we had a blowout. They saved our pineys. But this Chinese website selling knockoff Firestone tires, they're called F-Stones. Yeah, the four-letter word. All spelled out, too. F-Stones. Yeah, I can't even tell you what they call the knockoff Goodyear.
Dum, 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 dum